Let's pray. Father God, we pray that as we enter Holy Week, you give us fresh eyes to look at the events of this important week, fresh ears to hear your word, and a fresh heart to put your word into action. Amen. Please be seated. I want to start off this morning with a verse from the prophet Zechariah that was written some 500 years before the birth of Christ. It says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Now, I will tell you, and I will admit, that I am a little bit of a Doctor Who fan. I emphasise the bit, because I can survive if I miss an episode. I especially like it since it returned some 10 years ago. The special effects are a lot better, and I'm no longer terrified by what I now know was a man dressed in a bubble wrap suit. The thing I like most, though, is the clever way that they put in tiny clues throughout the series that build up to a culmination with the finale. And you then think or say, "Ah, now I get it," or "I don't understand." Well, today is Palm Sunday. It's the start of the most important week of the Christian calendar. This Thursday, we will recall the Last Supper and the arrest of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. On Friday, we'll recall his trial and crucifixion. And on Sunday, we will celebrate Jesus' resurrection and the new hope that he brought. It's a week of reflection, a week of mixed emotions, a week of deep sorrow, and a magnificent new hope, all of which is found in Christ. There is, though, a problem with Holy Week. The stories can become so familiar that maybe we become complacent to some of the details of the story. And I think this can be especially true for Palm Sunday. We may feel that the events of Good Friday and those events of Easter Sunday are the key events of the week. But Palm Sunday examines the important themes of the nature of the Messiah, the nature of God's kingdom, and worship. Sometimes the events of Easter week may feel historical, but those events are key to our understanding of God's kingdom, of Jesus, and our personal relationship with him. So let's start by finding answers to a few questions. Where was Jesus going? We know that he was heading for Jerusalem. Why was he going there? Because it was a holy city. It was the center of the heart. It was the city at the heart of Judaism. But Jesus was heading for a more specific location. He was heading for the temple, the place that symbolized God's presence with his people. Our gospel reading this morning concludes with these verses. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. That last sentence, "he looked around at everything, but since it was already late." What did Jesus see? Whatever it was, he wanted to do something about it. But he couldn't do it because it was too late in the evening. Of course, our answer comes in Matthew's account of Palm Sunday. Jesus saw that the temple, his father's house, had been turned into a den from a house of prayer into what he said was a den of robbers. Jesus was quite rightly angry. And again, as throughout biblical history, God's people had turned away from God. Jesus would clear the temple in an attempt to restore it into a place of worship. Within a week, Jesus would offer all people the opportunity of returning back to God. But let us go back to our passage today. The first point I want to make is that those first 5 verses tell us that everything was planned for. The arrangements had been made with the colt's owner. The timing of the entry into Jerusalem was important. During the week, I found this question on the internet. in connection with Palm Sunday. And I want that to be our main question today. If Jesus came riding down your street, what would you lay before him? We sometimes assume that the crowds were there especially for Jesus. But Jesus was entering Jerusalem at a time when people were preparing for an important festival in the Jewish calendar. The crowds of pilgrims were travelling into Jerusalem for that festival. What were the people celebrating? What were the people looking forward to? Well, the words they shouted was all about the Messiah. They were looking forward to the promised Messiah coming. The word Hosanna, meaning to save us. But it then brings us to another question. What or who were the people expecting? They were looking for someone who would rescue them from their oppressors, the Romans. If we think in modern day terms, how do people normally overcome oppressors? What is the normal human response? Well, as we know from recent history, it's to send in the troops, to win through a successful battle strategy, through a great military leader. The people were expecting the Messiah to lead an army into battle against the Romans, to force the oppressors away, to win the battle and give God's people their freedom, and most important, Jerusalem back. Now, with hindsight, we think that this expectation is unreasonable. But if we think about the cries of Hosanna to the Son of David, we can recall the stories of David, who was a great military leader, who led God's people into a succession of battles, which were won. But of course, that success was only because of God being with David. The one thing in life we can be certain of is that we know that God works beyond human expectations, that you can expect the unexpected with God. Although he does seem to provide little clues throughout history, and Palm Sunday is no exception. Today, one of our key characters in the story is actually the donkey. As I suggested a minute or two ago, most Jews at the time were expecting the Messiah to be a great political or military leader, someone who would lead the battle, someone who would bring defeat to the Romans and bring freedom to an oppressed people. If this was the case, what do you think he would be riding on? Perhaps a mighty war horse, a stallion, majestic, strong, intimidating, powerful. But Jesus entered Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday on a donkey. He would certainly not be looking like some great military leader. But that said, though, Jesus was entering Jerusalem on a donkey as a humble king, the King of Kings. And he was arriving as a triumphant king, not a military king, but a king of love. Some commentators state that the fact that he entered Jerusalem on a donkey also indicates the nature of God's kingdom. One of peace and love, rather than one of war and hate. Earlier in this talk, I mentioned that the pilgrims were on the road walking to Jerusalem, gathering together to celebrate a key religious festival. Anyone who's been on a pilgrimage or has seen someone on a pilgrimage will realize that walking to a holy place is an important part of the journey itself. Only very important people, usually important holy people, would travel in any other way. As Jesus approaches on the donkey, the pilgrims on the road appear to recognize the significance of Jesus' approach. Perhaps some of them recognize that prophecy from Zechariah 500 years before. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. It must have been quite a celebration that day as Jesus moved forwards towards and through Jerusalem, The crowds got larger, the chants got louder, and the anticipation was growing. The Messiah is here. The people laid down the equivalent of a red carpet for Jesus. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people were spreading garments on the road. This was a gesture that was of great respect, that was reserved for people such as kings. The pilgrims also waved palm branches, singing the words that we read from Psalm 118 earlier. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. The palm branches symbolize both goodness and victory. Did the crowds waving those palm branches and shouting those chants realize just how much this would be achieved in the events of the following week? The palm branches indicated that Jesus was entering Jerusalem victoriously. The people believed this and were shouting songs of praise. They were worshipping Jesus with their hearts, with their voices, and with their actions. They were giving their all. If Jesus came riding down your street, what would you lay before him? The word Hosanna can be translated as save or save now. When Jesus entered Jerusalem on that donkey, he entered triumphant. The Messiah had arrived and the battle was already won, but perhaps not in the way that people had expected. The people thought that they had understood the nature of the Messiah's mission and how he would achieve it. From histories, they had the accounts of the victories of David and the nature of his kingship. But King David was anointed by God, but he was still a human king within a human kingdom. Jesus, though, was God's son, a heavenly king within a heavenly kingdom. And this is what the majority of people in Jerusalem failed to see. The events of Easter week should remind us that we have a heavenly king with a heavenly kingdom. For all the events of Easter week, we have the opportunity to become part of that kingdom now and into eternity. Do we accept the Jesus who offers to ride triumphantly into our lives? Do we want to be part of his kingdom? The invite is there. We know that we won't be rejected. How are we to respond? Within 1 week, Jesus, the revered one entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, would become the rejected one on Good Friday. Shouts of praise turning into cries of crucify. Jesus entered Jerusalem triumphant on that Palm Sunday. The victory was won. Perhaps the final significance of the events of Palm Sunday comes from the book of Revelation and the prophecy of Jesus' return. Revelation 7 verse 9 says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands." If Jesus came riding down your street, what would you lay before him? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, on that Palm Sunday you entered Jerusalem in triumph. Through the events of that week, you offered salvation to those who accept you as their Lord. We ask you to enter our hearts triumphantly. Refresh us through the power of your Holy Spirit. Transform us into the people you call us to be, and help us to serve you and bring glory to your name. Amen.